We know the news from Cuba today, but we don't know what it means. Fidel Castro says he's giving up power permanently. He's been very sick for 18 months with his brother Raul running things in his place. Now what? Tom Miller is the author of Trading with the Enemy, A Yankee Travels Through Castro's Cuba. He's been a visitor there for 20 years. Tom, welcome to Day to Day. And Fidel's been a figure on the world stage longer than anyone now alive, I think. How will Cubans function without him?
There'll be kind of a void, but people talk about Fidel Castro now in the past tense as if his regime is over. This transition officially to Raul means a lot more outside the country than inside the country. As far as Cubans are concerned on the island, Raul has been in charge for a good while already.
You write in the Washington Post about a very recent visit there. This was just a couple of months ago. You were detained by the police. What happened?
They thought that I had been handing out copies of the 1948 United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. So they hauled me off to the police station and questioned me for a while and finally believed me that I wasn't handing this out.
Well, you know, this points out that we hear such different reports out of Cuba. It's like the blind men describing the elephant. You know, it's a working socialist model with better health care and education than the rest of Latin America. Or it's this fear-ridden autocracy where people barely have enough to eat. So which is the real Cuba now?
I would say as far as health care, I'll quote my father-in-law who died a year or two ago. He said, you can get very good bypass surgery done by entirely competent doctors in good facilities, but you can't find an aspirin anywhere on the streets of Havana. There are certain things that they're able to do well, preventative medicine. However, in recent years, because of the economy, the day-to-day operations of some of the neighborhood clinics has gone down.
Well, you write about this incident about being detained by the police in the company of a Cuban friend. And you never find out what happened to the friend. He was actually arrested. So it's hard for me to know whether for Cubans life has really changed in the last 18 months or not. Maybe one Castro is the same as another Castro.
That may be the case, but most Cubans I spoke with surprised themselves, surprised me, by saying that under Raul things are certainly no worse and even slightly better in ways that do not affect the overall socialist system, but in ways that help day-to-day life. This fellow Manolo, who I was detained with, I don't know that he was actually arrested. There's a new policy of catch and release as opposed to arrest and detain. It is less restrictive, I would guess. I saw certainly more commercial activity on the streets, more people exchanging money, more small services that were available to people. I saw less overbearing police presence, although certainly I was picked up within a half hour of hitting the streets on one Saturday morning. I would say overall, there are more people in the streets and less of a sense of this is just going to go on forever. You must remember, they are in the shadow of half a century now of Fidelissimo. And whether Raul continues this or not, he knows that he won't be there very long, and so I suspect what he's doing is trying to get the right people in place. I say the right people, his people in place for the future.
Tom Miller is a writer who visits Cuba regularly. His book is Trading with the Enemy. He spoke with us from Arizona after a recent visit to Cuba. Tom, thank you.
Certainly.